gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday, May 1st, beginning of a new month. And guess what that means? Right now, at about a little bit after 10 on Friday, it's time for Boat Smart.
It is.
Boat Smart is here. Stefan Schmidt, Bill Kidwell is here. Kidwell, right?
Yes.
Oh, I almost said Kidman again. I keep thinking Nicole Kidman, Bill Kidwell.
You and your names.
I know, right? I'll get them right eventually.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay, so congratulations. If you're joining us this morning for the first time, this is Boat Smart. This is the Pensacola's expert panel. We have two boating experts, not only on the water and boating safety and those kinds of things, but how to maintain your boat, how to take care of your boat, and the things that you can do to stay on top of it.
That's so right.
It's sponsored by Key Marine of Northwest Florida, and Stefan is here. He is a Marine Service instructor at Georgetown Technical College, so I'm going to pass it off to you.
Yeah, also here in Pensacola, Florida.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I've been over 17 years.
Amazing.
So, yeah, going on 18, next be 19, 20,
and
I don't know
you,
how.
Your group number one, I think, in the country.
Number one in job placement in the country.
Incredible.
I like telling people that when they come through my program and they see all the chaos I got going on over there, I'm like,
don't be fooled.
I don't know how we do it, but we do it.
Don't be fooled by the chaos.
Yeah, you know, I call it controlled chaos, you know. So we make it happen over there. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. Our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road, 850-492-0487. The phone number. Check out their website at keymarinecenter.com. They have all their product on there, the Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki. That's their repower motors that they have, Merc Cruiser as well. So they can take care of all your repower needs as well as all your maintenance needs on your boat. So you need to check out Key Marine Center at keymarinecenter.com or give them a call over there at 850-492-0487. I think I covered all your motors, didn't I?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, good. You know, that's a good deal, though. You know, those are the top three.
Yep, and
you had the top three, and you service the top three, you know, Yamaha, Mercury, Merc Cruiser, and Suzuki.
We sure do.
You know, so definitely. That's awesome, yeah. So we've been busy over at Georgetown. We have 4 weeks left.
Wow, it's gone by so fast,
yeah,
it seems like.
And for the school year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and we're kind of wrapping some stuff up, trying to get some things done, and we're moving into the summer school. I'm actually taking new students for summer school.
Oh, you are?
I've never done that in 17 years. I've always ran my students are already in class three, but we're actually going to take on some new students to get my roll up.
We've had a waiting list, haven't you?
A waiting list, so we're trying to manage that waiting list. We're going to take on some new students, and we're, you know, try to get them into the fall after we do our summer school. So the new ones coming in, I don't know how that's going to work because I'm the summer school instructor at summer school, which is a different me than it is during the normal season. I try to be laid back more. So I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to be laid back a little bit and then be stern on the other side of that.
I want to buy the ticket to the lady.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's going to be interesting, you know, and I'm going to make it happen.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm going to make it happen, you know, and that's what I tell my students. I said, when we go into fall and we're bringing on new students, don't remember the summer school instructor because that's your nice instructor, right?
Uh-huh.
That's how we do it, you know, so yeah. So anyway, hey, I got some good news. We're having overhang. We're continuing our overhang. I have overhang on the outside of my
shop area.
And that's going to be installed Monday.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm happy about that. So that's extending our work area a little bit, giving us some more coverage as far as weather and nighttime and stuff like that. So that's very exciting. We have the welding department working on all my engine stands for the new engines that we got in from Yamaha a few weeks ago. So hopefully we'll have some of them on there. So we got a lot going on. And I just give a shout out to the welding program because they help us in so many different ways, you know, building engine stands, and the students are excited about that, you know.
So they built them.
Yeah,
oh,
so they're building our stands. It saves us a ton of money.
Yeah, no kidding.
We do it in-house, you know. We're building stands at probably just a fourth of the cost that we would be paying to buy those stands. So, yeah, it's crazy what we can save. But it also, the best part, it gives the students, you know, something to weld on, right?
Sure.
For the welding program. So they get to learn fabrication and welding, too. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting. We're just having a good time with that, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that spirit of cooperation really works.
You know, and last night or yesterday I was talking to my students about attendance a little bit because we're having some attendance problems, you know. And I tell you, and it happens, and it seems to be – you know, a few particular students, and it happens sometimes, and it seems to be happening more as if this was 5 years ago, or a little bit more, I wouldn't be having these issues. It seems to be a little more now, if that makes any kind of sense, with a certain age group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gonna say,
So, and so I have to use that for, you know, as a learning event, you know, and I sat down in the middle of the class and I said to y'all, you know, we got to get this fixed because this is not good. Not good for me. It's not good for you. It's not good for getting you a reference to go. You want your employees show up on time,
right? All the time, and it starts there in class.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And it pulls everybody else down.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I told them. I said, you're putting pressure on everybody else, and I said, you go to work somewhere and you're not showing up for work, and the people are having to pick up your slack.
Yep.
They're not going to like you. It's going to make you miserable. I mean, there's all kinds of factors that goes along with that, you know? So I sat down, I literally pulled up a chair and I sat down and I had a conversation with my students yesterday explaining to them how important it is. And I do that all the time. It's not like I don't explain attendance, right?
Right.
And how important it is. So, you know, and I told them, I said, you know, I could be the instructor that doesn't care.
Right.
You know, what would you rather have? The instructor that does care about your attendance, that does care about your success, or the instructor that says, you know what? They're not here today. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
I am not that oh, well instructor. I want them in my classroom. So that's what's going on around my
Just
class
so
this week.
Just so you know, I never thought you were.
Nobody ever has, right? Yeah. Nobody ever has, you know.
I don't think so.
So we're dealing with that, you know, and trying to get all that squared away. And you know, so it's always something. It's always something over there. But we're having a good time. We're tearing down a long block, a 5.0 long block. And the customer's purchasing the long block from Key Marine. And we're going to be installing that in a boat at Georgetown Tech. So we're just having a great time with all that too. So, and Bill helped us, you know, get all that together as far as the students talked to Bill, and I hope they were professional and
they helped, were,
yeah.
They were. I had a great time talking with them.
Good.
Jace. I had a great time talking with him, and he seemed like he was really engaged. And that motor, I think, may be here today.
That's what we heard. So we're going to keep working on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we work hand-in-hand with dealerships around town and stuff like that. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Maybe you have a question for me or Bill or a comment or anything about George Stone, about your engine, anything like that, we're more than happy to help you out today.
Well, that's the title of the show, Boat Smart.
Boat Smart.
And we really do have two experts on the panel this morning.
That's
so,
right.
Really, people are getting the boats now, getting them out, getting ready. It's May 1st, so if you haven't gotten in the water yet, I know you're going to want it in the water by Memorial Day
this
weekend.
This is going to blow through, so it's going to be nice tomorrow afternoon, and then Sunday's going to be really nice, and so we were out last Sunday. I'm going to talk about this just for 1 second, and I'm going to turn it over to Bill. We got hit by that little storm squall that come through last Sunday.
Oh, you did.
And,
we were on the beach over
at Piney Point, a little area in Lillian, and there were about five or six boats over there. By the time we got our boat squared away and a jet ski we had over there, got it out. The waves came in about 2 minutes, and it was that quick, and I wasn't paying attention. I seen the front coming, but I wasn't paying that much attention to it because I was flying my drone. Well, when my drone took off and I couldn't get it to come back, I started realizing the winds had just picked up. So it went literally from like a 10-mile-an-hour wind to a 45-mile-an-hour wind.
Wow.
And unbelievable how bad it got over there that quick. But we kept our cool. The other people in the boats next to us, I didn't know who they were or nothing, but they were hunkered down inside their boats. No lightning at that point in time. And I watched the boat come to shore, and it got washed up on the shore sideways.
Oh, no.
So I don't know how that turned out, because we ended up having to leave, you know, and get out of there and find our jet ski, because they had run off on our jet ski rider took off and rode it out in the bay. So,
oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah, but it was interesting, and nobody panicked. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was safe, and, you know, it was an experience.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've witnessed that once before. We had what we call a microburst come up on us.
I've been to do that.
Really consequential, and I mean it washed boats up left and right, and it was bad with lightning.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of people that following week, and a lot of people got hung up in that little squall that came through. It was about a 30-minute squall, and it was pretty interesting. So 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. Maybe you got hung up in a storm or something. Want to tell us about that? But I'm going to turn it over to Bill and let him talk about all the great things that are going on at Key Marine.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit going on over there. I appreciate that, Stephan. And, you know, first of all, really, I needed to do a shout out for my fabulous wife, Jamie. Today is our anniversary.
Oh,
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. How many years?
34.
What?
Yep, 1992.
You don't look a day over 35.
Well, thank you so much.
That's right.
But, yeah, she's wonderful, and I really appreciate her standing by my side through all this time. And, yeah, she means so much to me, and I'm sure she feels the same about me. But, anyways, it looks like we'll be together forever.
There you go. That's what it's about.
That's how it should be, yes.
So, anyways, and then also there at work, I wanted to – last week I had given a shout-out to the people up front that make it happen in the parts department and administration and warranty and all – being Dustin, Aaron, and Kylie. And so this week I wanted to give a shout out to the technicians and name them. They're all fabulous, and three of them actually half of my technicians came from Stephan's program.
Wow. I like hearing that.
That's incredible. Yep. That's awesome.
And so their names are Max, Nick, Ben, Chance, and then the latest two are Jeff and B. And so they're all coming along really good, and we form one heck of a team over there. And, yeah, and we had also mentioned about the whole social media thing taking off. We kind of got slowed down there, you know, didn't quite work out with the first full-time person we had chosen. But if y'all will be checking that Facebook and Instagram and then our website as well, we're looking to keep that more updated and with progress reports and keep people more engaged in the business. And she seems to be doing a really good job over there with that.
Great. Well, that's the way of the future right now. We have the digital advertising here at the station, and people are taking advantage of social media, and it's really important that you have those websites up to date.
Yeah, I'm seeing it pop up on my Facebook page a lot, Key Marine stuff, so she is getting it out there. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on the Fort McRae page. She's obviously bombarding some other places out there in her boating. Good job. Right. Keep it up, right?
That's good. So
that's what you're supposed to do. You know, guerrilla advertising is what I call it, right?
Right.
Advertise
right.
Where you can, right?
Absolutely.
And, that's awesome. So I do want to real quick talk about B, because he came by the shop the other day to pick up some certificates. And, you know, when a student, they're working for you guys, but when they're not, because they're so happy out there, it's almost like, you know, they're going out there having fun working. He was so excited about working out at Key Marine. You know, B come by and he sat there and talked to me. The smile on his face, the stories that he tells. He said, I woke up at 2:00 one morning just thinking about a problem I'm having, and this could be the issue, and I need to go back in and fix it, you know. So he's doing a good job for y'all, and he just loves the fact that y'all are doing a good job for him, keeping him happy out there. That he is happy.
That's great.
Yeah, and he expresses that when he's there as well. And, you know, hey, that's a great indication, waking up in the middle of the night, that you're taking this seriously and wanting to be on that other level and become a world-class technician. And he seems right there. He's taking on more and more and doing really good.
Yep. So he's having a good time out there. Yep.
Well, good. I'm glad he told you that.
Yep.
Well, I can't think of two people that I know that are more passionate about what you do than the two of you.
Because
you both really care about what you do and your business and your skills, and you stay on top of it, and it shows.
And that's why George Stone is over there. We're trying to get people in this field so we can get out of it. Because we're going to be forced out of it eventually, right?
I did everything I just said.
Not really, because we're going to be forced out. We're getting older. You know, we just can't do it all the time. So, yeah, we are going to have to leave eventually. My plan is maybe 20 years from now. So we'll see what happens.
Well, one thing's for sure. When your career, you're always, for the longest time, you're on the upward trend, like you're climbing the mountain. Then you get to a point where you're downhill looking at that retirement. Mm-hmm. And Jamie and I are definitely there. We've been working so hard to make sure everything's in order when we do that, so we can enjoy it. And once again,
but you know what?
Fabulous.
You two are passing on the love of what you do, and that makes a big difference, because now you're, when you pass that mantle to people and they see how much you love it and how passionate you are, that's contagious. And they get excited, and then they want to pass it
exactly.
on. I mean, I believe in that.
And that's what we want to do. We want our students, we want his employees to tell everybody how great that the industry is, you know, and keep moving forward with all that.
Absolutely.
So, no doubt about it.
And just with human instinct, you know, we have a lot of help there because people are naturally drawn to water. And since the beginning of civilized time, they've always used the water to commute and actually have recreation in and all that. So, yeah, we picked the right field, I think.
No doubt about it, especially in this area. So it's a little bit after 20 after now, 850-437-1620. We want to do a giveaway today. We're adding a little extra special thing to the giveaway. So 850-437-1620. Bill has a hard question today, and he's going to ask you that question, and we're going to see who can win.
I'm not too sure people will get this one, but... The question is, what is the device called that a boat sits on so you can tow it down the road and go to the waterway with it? What's it called? And then the prize this week was just an OEM visor, like a hat visor, and then a Mercury Pro XS, a keychain. And
but
then this week,
something more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really awesome. It looks like Stefan and his wife, what is it, Bling Fest Creations. They're starting to produce these really cool pitchers and stuff like cups and stuff like that that has logos on it. And this week he's giving away one of those, and it's actually got the Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki motors on it with our logo and 92.3 logo on it as well.
I got one last week. It is the coolest cup. I just love it. Shout out to Stefan's wife, Stephanie, because she is amazing. And thank you for my gift this morning also. I really appreciate it.
No doubt about it.
Touched my heart. So, but this is the coolest looking mug, I'm telling you.
Yep.
It's really neat. So if you want to win it, what do they got to do now?
They just got to call us with the correct answer for what is the device called that the boat sits on when it's not in the water so you can haul it down the road.
Yep. Okay, y'all,
call
this
or
is
text
too easy.
850-437-1620. And when you win and you get that cup, I want you to text me a selfie of you.
There you go. Okay.
So I can put it on our page.
850-437-1620. Do that right now. First one in is going to be the winner.
Yeah, I'm looking at your talking points, and there's something about balancers. I mean, I wanted you to get into that because I'm curious about that as well. So.
Right. And for some reason or another, recently the Yamaha four-cylinder motors that are sold in the United States, they do have what they call a balancer device that's mounted to the front of the motor. And because of the way the engine is designed and not a V designed, they would tend to have more vibration in them if it wasn't for this device. And what it is, it's a device that has two counter shafts that spin twice the speed of the crankshaft to help balance that motor out. And they have nylon gears on them, and so for one reason or another, sometimes they fail. And I noticed a lot that it's not Yamaha's fault. Now, in the beginning, back in like 04, they were recalling all of them because of an oiling issue, but that's just typical Yamaha standing behind their product and all. But as far as it not being their problem, Stefan, I've drawn this conclusion that we had one, I'm pretty sure you've probably never seen this, where the entire nylon gear had come loose from the metal gear underneath there, and every bit of it was in the oil pan. And a lot of times if the engine has overheated, or if people, because of the fact that it uses the same style bearings as the crankshaft and the connecting rods and all that, and it's spinning at, for instance, 12,000 RPM instead of 6, if you're not keeping up with your services and trying to overthink that and say, well, I don't have 100 hours and it's 5 years down the road, stuff can happen to your oil. Like, it can degrade and all. So keeping up with the services and not overheating that motor, we're really not seeing failures when that's not happening at this point.
Yeah, and using OEM oil.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because, see, my motor has a balancer, and that's one of my concerns because I've seen some failures. And when they fail, they can do a lot of damage internally, and it's a major, major expense. So, like you said, a lot of times it's not the failure of the part because of the part. It's the failure because of maintenance. It's because of maybe overheating the engine. not using the proper oils, those type of things. Yep. That causes those failures.
Yep, and yep. I agree. And just to sing their praises as well, Yamaha, we had one, the Garmin boat is in town. They've got a couple boats where they're in town, they're mapping the bottom, and they had one come apart. They were out of warranty, and Yamaha stood behind it and did a good faith, not only for the balancer, but we replaced the entire cylinder block and head because of the stuff that could have been caught up in the passages in there. So they're always doing their best to, you know, help people out and all, because their product is definitely awesome.
Okay, we've got a winner right here on Boat Smart this morning. What was that question again?
Okay, it was, what is the device called that your boat sits on that you can haul it to the water on? What's that device called?
And I even knew the answer to this one.
You did?
Yes, sir.
That's because you've been listening to Boat Smart.
I'm getting very Boat Smart, y'all. The answer was trailer, and the winner is Bill Lauer. He's a regular listener here at News Radio 92.3, so congratulations to him. And I'll send you a text on where you need to go to pick up your prize, and he said in his text, we love you guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
Awesome. So
we love our listeners, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yep. So I'll send you a text on where to go, but you're going to go right over to Key Marine Center to pick up that prize.
Yep, and it's at 5621 Bower Road over on the west side of town.
Okay, so the boating season's about to begin, isn't it? Or has it already, would you say?
Yeah, it's already started, and we've got a lot of people out there on the boats. But as you get into, May, it starts back in March, really, mm-hmm. February, March.
Around here, for
sure. Yeah, around here, for sure. And boating is year-round in this area. Anyway, I boat every month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some months a little less, depending on how cold it is. But every month of the year around here, we can boat, no doubt about that. And it is the season, and you need to get your boat maintained. You need to make sure that, like Bill said, even though the oil is sitting in there and you haven't really got but 10 hours on it, but it's been sitting in your engine for a year, you need to change your oil. You need to check your water pump. You need to do all those things for that service, because even though you're not using it, damage is still being done internally. Right, Bill?
Yep. Again, it can definitely cost you more in the long run by not maintaining it properly. At the end of the day, everywhere, and especially at Key Marine, we're definitely focused on making that product last you as long as possible. We're not just trying to sell you stuff. We just have tons of experience of what it takes to make that happen.
We had a motor in, I think it's a 2008, 115 horsepower, somewhere in that ballpark. And we were servicing the motor, and we did a compression leak down test on it. It's got two cylinders that, not really, really super bad, but they're lower on compression. So we did a leak down, and the leak down specs were lower as well. So I'm teaching my students that even though the motor has low hours, it only has 300 and something hours on it, but it's an older motor, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's telling a story. I'm telling my students, when we do downloads and we're looking at all the information we're gathering with our software that we use, YDIS software on the Yamaha, you have to take that software and read the software and understand what the engine is telling you.
Mm.
So we did a leak down, and it's basically leaking past the rings. So it's not bad enough that, you know, to say, hey, we need a repower yet or a rebuild, but we're going to make recommendations according to those, what we're seeing, right? Put some ring free in it, run the motor at different RPMs, you know, open it up a little bit to get that carbon out of it. What we believe is happening, he's got some stuck rings in there. So, you know, so it's right at that borderline, you know, where the cost versus, you know, repower and that kind of stuff. So we teach our students that over at Georgetown Tech.
And that's awesome. And what he's talking about as far as the rings being stuck from the carbon, which is a natural byproduct of internal combustion, that's definitely going to happen. But the things that you do to prevent it from making the rings to actually stick in their grooves and not expand to get to the cylinder walls to make that compression as good as it can be. Hey, that's one of the reasons why we do a compression test on every one of our services to catch things like that when it's a lot easier to deal with. It's a lot easier to deal with, to decarbonize a motor when it's only down a few PSI versus a lot.
We'll touch more on that next week.
Okay.
Awesome. I say that at the end of every show.
We just already run out of time, but congratulations to Bill, who won the prize this morning. And thank you to Stefan and also the other Bill talking about Boat Smart. This is a great show. We appreciate everything that y'all do to bring the intelligence and boating to the table.
Thank
See y'all next Friday.
Okay.
See ya.
Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk.